KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is defending his on-again, off-again tariff policy on board Air Force One. He was asked about an interview in which he seemed to hesitate when talking about the possibility of a recession because of them.
Of course you hesitate. Who knows? All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. And we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money.
Dow futures have been up on Wall Street, but have dropped sharply this morning. President Trump calls this a period of transition for the United States economy. Canada's next prime minister is former central banker Mark Carney, who won the ruling Liberal Party election in a landslide last night. Saudi Arabia hosting talks beginning today between the United States and Ukraine after last month's argument at the White House. Israel cutting off electricity to Gaza, affecting a water purification plant. Israel demanding Hamas release all the remaining hostages in return for a promise to negotiate for lasting peace. This is ABC News. Under arrest in New York City, one of the leaders of the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. ABC's Chuck Sievertson says he was picked up by immigration officials.
His attorney says Mahmoud Khalil was arrested at his university-owned apartment. His lawyer says immigration police said they were acting on State Department orders to revoke Khalil's student visa. Told by the attorney that Khalil was in the U.S. as a permanent resident with a green card, the agent said they were revoking that too, according to the lawyer. President Trump's promise to deport students protesting the war in Gaza.
North Korea firing several missiles into the sea this morning, hours after the U.S. and South Korea kicked off their latest annual military drills. North Korea considers those drills a rehearsal for an invasion. Record-setting deal in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills signing their MVP quarterback, Josh Allen, to a six-year, $330 million contract. That includes $250 million in guaranteed money, the most ever for a pro football player. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.FM.
The Bucks lose to Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Cavaliers, the first place team in the Eastern Conference, beat the Bucks at Fiserv Forum, 112-100. The Bucks committing 17 turnovers. How did that happen? Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma.
I think how we played offense and we played on our heels a little bit, not playing aggressive, not being decisive, probably got to us a little bit.
College basketball, the Badgers women's team coach, Marissa Mosley, is out after four seasons at Wisconsin. Her overall record, just 47 wins and 75 losses as the Badger women's head coach. Football, receivers Davante Adams and Seattle's DK Metcalf have found new homes in the NFL. The 32-year-old Adams will sign a two-year deal worth $46 million with the Los Angeles Rams, while the Seahawks will trade Metcalf to Pittsburgh for a second-round pick. The Steelers agreed to sign him to a five-year contract worth $150 million with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Lots of sunshine today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 65 for a high. The wind southwest 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 to 30 here by this afternoon. A cold front comes through tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and not windy, 43. But we're back to the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if America alienates its allies, how will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Retired Major General Randy Manner joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here in WGBW and WISS. Todd, whoever sent in the photo is the winner for the day. Everything is closed off. No further winners because this one wins it all. Former mayor seen wearing this hat while talking about his dog on a cruise ship. And it is like a Captain Stubing thing with the Packer logo.
That could happen.
If that's for sale someplace, you've got to get one. Whoever sent that in, is that a legit thing? We want to get that as a bon voyage gift.
We still have
to the
till Friday. So.
Honestly, yes, you can buy it.
We got
really?
It.
For 30, right, 36 bucks.
Okay, right here.
All right.
They take American Express. We're at. I'll get that.
I'm
going to
send you. I'll send you the link.
I will do that.
That's actually a good looking hat.
And it is.
That is a good looking hat.
So you will like a picture of me on the ship with that.
Yes.
You will get that.
Thank you. Heidi Leiterman is with us. Program Specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay. We love when you come on because during the breaks, we're always talking about your farming days.
Of course.
Which you're not. I shouldn't say farming days, but your farming life is what I meant.
Yes.
How is it like getting through a winter like this?
You know, I'm pretty used to it at this point. I mean, I grew up on a farm too, so, but definitely rejoicing in these temperatures this week. And the animals.
Do the animals like it? Like snow? Because, you know, Bud DeYoung up at the zoo, he says his animals just love the snow.
You know, my steers, they really do. You know, they'll run around out in the pasture, kick their heels up. I mean, they're so fat and furry, it doesn't bother them, but the chickens, they're not really a fan.
What was the first ones that really like it out there?
The steers, my cattle.
Can I outrun a steer?
No, you cannot.
Sure. How do you know that?
Hey, could I,
because
get this.
I can't outrun them.
Whoa, right, and she could sure outrun you. Right. Could a human outrun a steer? Like the Kenyans who run like maybe a 5-minute mile.
Yeah.
That would outrun a steer?
I think that humans would have, like, distance-wise. I think we could run longer for a longer...
But a 100-yard dash.
100-yard dash? It's hard to say. Yeah. I've been chased by a bull before, you guys, and it's terrifying.
Have you really?
Yeah. Yes. It's very scary.
How'd you get away?
Did you, like, zigzag? Like juke him out?
I actually climbed into the feeder that was in the pasture. So I couldn't escape in time, so I jumped into the feeder where all the round bale and stuff was. So,
and could then he it still was, gorge you?
Well, he didn't have horns.
Okay.
But he was ramming into the feeder. So.
Wow!
What?
Yes.
What'd you do to make him so mad? Like, why would they turn on you?
Did you taunt him?
I just was existing. I was just out. I mean, I was a kid. I was maybe 7 or 8. I was out there helping my dad. We were changing, like, the bunker wagon. And
I will give you a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
For pursuing that industry when something that traumatic happened when you were just a little kid.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So what did your dad do? That's why I don't have bulls anymore. I only have steers.
Wow. What did your dad do?
He he hooked up the feeder wagon to the truck and started driving it out of the pasture because I was inside the wagon. So he started hauling it up.
That had to be traumatic.
That's what
it was.
I'm saying.
It was. And I tell you what, the bull was gone within the week.
Oh, bad.
We did not keep it after that.
And how'd it taste?
Yeah. I don't remember. Probably good. Revenge, right?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So how was your morning? It's 7:09.
Yeah.
Some people, I think, are just waking up and they take a shower and go to work. You had a whole life in front of you. Don't you go feed the...
Yep. Every morning I get up and I feed...
What time do you start?
Feed my cattle. Like 5:30.
Start feeding them at 5:30?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yep. Feed everybody. Let them all outside. Tell them to have a good day, you know.
You talk to your animals too, huh?
Oh, 100%. I always say, like, it's a good thing there's not a camera in the barn because people would think I'm crazy.
I thought Jim was the only one that did that.
No, I say, have a good day, everybody. Be good. Don't escape, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, well, that's cool. Well, let's talk about your other job.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, so through UW Green Bay, you guys know I do lifelong learning. But the exciting thing we have going on right now is a class on the history of the NFL draft.
Love it.
So I know you guys were talking about the draft. So that is with the curator of the Packers Hall of Fame, Brent Hensel. He's teaching. I'm just coordinating. But yeah, it's going to be a 3-week class, the 3 Wednesdays leading up to the draft. And we're going to learn about what is the draft? What are its origins? I don't know if you guys knew that this is actually the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, I knew a fact you didn't know.
I just never heard. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. Okay. There's a whole exhibit at the Hall of Fame about it.
Yes. Where was it? Madison? Where was it? Here?
It was in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
It was in 1940.
Okay.
So it was actually like the 1939 championship was in December.
Okay.
And then the draft was hosted, the 1940 draft was hosted just one day before or after. I can't remember, but.
I did not know that.
Wow.
I can't believe I knew this.
Yeah.
Especially sports, right?
That's cool. I know.
So tell me, you offer, a couple hundred programs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just a variety of things. And people will tell them how they can get in. I just love I know Johnny's doing one of them next semester.
Yeah. Yes. So I was telling Todd, I hope I can come back and we can talk about yours when we get a little closer.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But UW Green Bay Lifelong Learning. If you just search that up.
I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah, it's great. We our students are engaged and excited to learn. I think I've told you guys, my own mom is one of my students. So, really a variety of topics. This Packers class is a little bit different because it's a 3-week one and it's all on Zoom, which is great. So then you can join from wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, people would have to look it up to see how fascinating is the different subjects you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's really cool.
Science, religion, history, physical fitness. I mean, really. Little something for everybody.
Do you, when you guys get those people together on campus, I think for a lot of them, I mean, UWGB, if you haven't been out there in a while, it has changed so much. Mm-hmm. Just that campus itself with the STEAM or the STEM thing or whatever.
Yep. All
the
different, right.
I don't know. Even when we go there for the basketball games or whatever, it's like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
When I started covering GB basketball back in the 80s, it was like a community college. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now it's so cool with everything you have out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's really cool because, I mean, UW Green Bay is, we're turning 60 this year. It was founded in 1965. So we're relatively new in terms of a college or university.
You're the youngest university in the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know you had a big deal with your 50th anniversary. You could use but still the library, I think there's still talk of more new buildings.
Right.
And you guys really, I think there's a few things that need to be done there. But that Crest Center is great. And like you said, you know, the Resch Engineering School. I mean, those are great things that elevate the school. This lifelong learning is something that, you say your students, but sometimes people will think of students as 20, 21, 22.
Yes. Yes. That's a good point. So it's lifelong learning. So there is no age limit. The program used to be called Learning in Retirement, but we found that really didn't suit anymore.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because all these people weren't retired.
Right. So, like my mom. I mean, they still farm.
Some people thought you had to be retired to... I've had people ask me that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, hey, I'm not retired. Can I still come?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that was more how flexible it is. I think that's why the Learning in Retirement was... Because a lot of those things were 10 in the morning, 11, you know, it was, which is...
Right.
And other people would be working, but this lifelong learning I think is great. Tell me, I want to talk about the Zoom, because you didn't have that when I was teaching those classes. It was all in person in class.
Right. So we keep actually expanding that, which is really great. We have a partnership with Rennis Group, which has allowed us to put live streaming equipment into our classrooms. So it's not up and running quite yet, but we're working on that so then we can simultaneously live stream a class and be in person.
Some of those classes really fill up pretty fast, don't they?
Yes. Yes. So that's we're trying to, you know, offer that so that you know, people from home can take it, or like you said, if it's full. So yeah, and then we have classes exclusively on Zoom, like I said, like my Packers class here. So yeah, you can join from the comfort of your own home. Don't even have to put on pants if you don't want to.
I want to watch a Packer one. Yeah. I would love to watch that.
Well, yeah. And it's really not so much, it's interactive.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Especially the Packers course. The one that Brent and I just finished up, we had almost 75 participants. More than half weren't from Wisconsin.
Really?
We had international, we had Texas, Washington, East Coast, everywhere. So in terms of interactive, yes, the chat is always interactive. People can ask questions.
We're with Heidi Lederman, Program Specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay.
Yes. Go ahead.
So do you take part in this, the draft, when you do you moderate it with him?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And that's half the fun of it, because then I get to learn too.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and the class likes to pick on me because sometimes we experience technical difficulties, as happens with technology. So
will you? Okay. When is this one going to start?
So it's starting the first Wednesday in April, which I believe is April 2nd.
Okay.
So it's those three Wednesdays. So it is in the evenings. It's 6 to 7:30, which is nice for working people. But if you can't watch it during that time, I can also send you the recording.
Oh, cool.
So you don't have to watch each week live, or you don't have to watch any of the weeks live. You can just watch them later.
Do you have to register for that or anything? Or
yes.
Is there a fee?
Yes, there is. So for this class, it's $49, but that's about 5 hours worth of instruction. So $49. And if you just search UW Green Bay draft class, you can find the link to register online.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So tell me, have you seen this? You must have seen the syllabus on that. What will people, tell me a little bit more about that class.
Yes. Yep. So it's going to be a three-part class, the three Wednesdays. The first one is going to kind of cover like, how did the draft start? Because there used to not be a draft, which worked out to some team's advantage, like the Packers.
It was all free agency.
Yes, you could just find your guys and make it happen. So kind of what is the draft? How does it work? Mm-hmm. The whole process, which I'm totally not familiar with. But then we're going to talk about like the Lombardi era and how, you know, he really drafted the best quality. You know, not what you looked like or your religion or et cetera. Are you a good football player? So talk about some of his most famous picks. And
well, and I'm working with a group right now. They're trying to get Jerry Vinisi into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the right-hand man for Lombardi with those draft picks.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
He's the one that selected Bart Starr, mm-hmm. Ray Nitschke, Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor, Jerry Kramer. I think there's 13 guys that are in the NFL Hall of Fame that he drafted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, Lombardi gave the final word, but I mean that he, right, and Lombardi pretty much took all of his recommendations.
And you people, he's not a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no.
And
he died at 33 years old.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Rheumatic fever, 33 years old. Yeah.
But he was unbelievable. And there's a statue, or what would you call it?
Yeah,
a monument.
Well, along that, what's that? The whole stretch on military.
Lombardi.
On Lombardi Avenue.
Heritage?
Yeah.
Whatever. He's very well, the people who know him really mm-hmm. know him. So anyway, I'm sure that's going to be part of your class.
Yes.
If he was a draft
kid. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch you.
Yeah, I know. It'll be a good one.
Can I write chat word things to you like?
You can. I might ignore them, but you can write them to me.
how many eggs did you get today? How's the flock?
Yes. Give you those updates.
All right. Can you stick around?
I will.
All right. Heidi Lederman, Program Specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. You can be a hero for kids with cancer, and all it takes is a nice shave. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And you can kick off St. Patrick's Day with the 21st return of Brave the Shave, a St. Baldrick's fundraiser for childhood cancer research. This is a mass display of support and sympathy to those who have no choice in losing their hair during treatment. So you can get involved and shave it all off, or if you prefer to keep your luscious locks and wonderful beards, head to WGBW.FM, click events, and learn where you can donate.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding the citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded. In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Motto of the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. It's going to be 65 degrees in Green Bay today. 36 right now, 37 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. Looks like a great week. Heidi Leiterman. Is it Leiterman or Leiterman? Because
it's Leiterman. You had it.
Different parts of the Midwest is pronounced the other way, too.
Oh.
Yes.
Leiterman.
Yes. Program specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay. Sounds like a great thing you've got going on in the history of the Packers draft, mm-hmm. which is all going to be live streamed. I'm going to be doing one on veterans on the 6th of April, I think. I should have probably checked that out.
I feel like it's the 4th. But fourth. You're right. I should have checked.
Or maybe
I
it's the 4th. One of the two. Yes. I'm going to have some of my veteran friends there. I think I've done it about 5 times over the years. And it's really neat because I've had World War II veterans there that were, you know, 98 years old and everything. And then the young veterans were like 25. So it's kind of neat getting a big, you know, variety blend of different guys. And I think it's a great thing that you guys do out there at GB.
Thank you. Yeah, we enjoy it. I mean, you know, GB wants to educate anybody who wants to learn. And, you know, that includes well into your 90s, you know, however old you are.
We've had people on here and no secret that whole Blue Zone thing when they talk about, you know, living longer, but living healthier. It's not really longevity as much as it is quality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you die at 88 with a really quality life or 95 with, you know, sitting in a nursing home or something. And a big part of this is exactly what you're doing. It's challenging your mind, it's education.
Still engaging.
Right, and never losing the desire to learn.
Right, exactly. And I say this all the time, like I can never guess how old my students are because they're so full of life and it's so different, you know, than many of our experiences when we saw our grandparents or, you know, et cetera. I'm like, oh my goodness, what do you mean you're still backpacking Europe and you're 89? You know what
how
I mean?
If you didn't know, how old did you think I was?
89?
Like based on looks or?
Yeah.
Okay, this is putting me on the spot, John.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess 65.
Close.
Aren't you going to be 70 or am I wrong?
Wow.
What?
Okay, coming up next.
John, I grew up listening to you on the radio, so I'm trying to, you know, do the math in my head.
All right.
So, yeah, 40.
You're unfortunately very, very close. I thought you were going to say, like, 47.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I think you're just a couple years older than me. Maybe your mid-30s.
Yeah, okay, fine. Hey, we got to talk. Go back up one thing. Okay, do we do enough about UW Green Bay and the Lifetime Learning?
Yeah.
Okay, we want to talk chickens.
Okay, let's talk chickens.
Okay, so I was reading this article where people are like normal. I shouldn't say. Please don't take that. Normal. Say normal people.
No, it's okay.
I mean, people that like live in neighborhoods are starting to look at raising chickens. I know some people that have done it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But they say you can't do it now. It's so hard to find, right?
It is. It is. And I mean, I'm all about it. I love that people are, you know, taking ownership of where their food comes from. I love that, obviously, as a farmer. But I mean, man, I can't even get my own chickens now until June. Because normally I get them the first week of May, but they're all sold out. Everybody's snatching them up.
Don't you have, don't chickens make chickens? Like, why are you up buying chickens?
Yeah, if you, okay, listen, okay. I know I had this class in like eighth grade, okay? How the chicken thing works.
Well, I don't get it.
Don't chickens make chickens?
Yeah, well,
that's this morning's question.
If you didn't
make chickens,
I think the answer is yes.
If you didn't take the egg away from her, would that hatch into a chick?
Not my egg specifically, because I do not have a rooster.
Ah.
So the eggs are not fertilized. So mine will not hatch.
Why don't you buy a rooster? Yeah. You don't have to stress out about it.
Well,
good point. I mean,
you know,
it seems a simple solution. We're not even farmers. We can have a hotline.
We shouldn't charge her for this.
Farmers are us. Give us a call. What do you need? Advice on. We'll help you out.
Okay, guys.
Just ask this 65-year-old guy.
Yeah.
I've had roosters, and they're just as mean and nasty as that.
I've heard that.
They're nasty. They attacked me. They attacked each other, and I thought, this is enough. This is a girls-only club from here on out.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, they got these claws on their feet.
And well, that's what they fight with when they have
rooster
fights.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would declaw them. I don't know. I think there's an answer to this.
Yeah, I want you to grab a rooster, tell them you're going to declaw.
Yeah.
Tranquilize your gun, put them down. I don't know.
I pass on that. Well, I order my chicks through a hatchery in Beaverdam. So
okay.
Very
simple. How many do you have?
Right now I have 32 chickens.
32? Wow. I didn't think it was going to be that many.
Me neither. Oh,
and like 12, 15.
Oh, right. No.
What's their output?
About one egg per day, approximately.
So you get 30 eggs a day?
Mm-hmm. 32.
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
I sell them.
Did not know that either.
Yes, I do.
How do you sell them? Just roadside stands?
Just family, friends, my coworkers, friends. You know, they'll say, hey, Heidi, you got some eggs? I'm like, sure thing. And I'll bring them to work, put them in the fridge.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you raise the price?
You gotta get some chickens.
I did raise the price.
You gotta get some chickens, Todd.
Yeah. We'll put them in that room we don't use here at the station.
Yes. Just
got a text in. Chuck from Green Bay says Fleet Farm is selling baby chickens now.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, I should check. Well, there's a certain, you know, I've raised chickens for like 7 or 8 years, so I kind of know what I like. And you can get like chicks that are sexed, or you can get straight run, which straight run is like, it could be males or females. They're not sexed. Obviously, I don't want roosters. I talked about this. So I get the ones that I know are going to be females, the pullets, the little baby girls. So.
And then when you get this pullet, mm-hmm. how long till it's producing?
Well, typically I get them, like I said, about early, mid-May. And then she's laying her eggs by August, September.
Oh, all right.
So I'll be a little bumped down this year.
Ramp.
So. Who do we have on real recently? Raised chickens all her life, showed them. Remember we had that really cool chicken? It's all black and white.
It was our musician, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Jamie Lynn Fletcher.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah. Huge chicken grower. Mm. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to show them at 4-H things and the fairs and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if people are listening and they want to buy like two chickens, mm-hmm. so that would be two eggs a day.
Yep.
How long do they lay eggs? Like years or months or how?
So they lay pretty consistently for the first 2 years of their life. So once they start laying, you get 2 good years out of them. After that, in my experience, then they start reducing. Then it's like one egg every other day or something like that. So I have my chickens on a 3-year cycle. So once they're 3 years old, I call those ones my old cluckers. And then at the end of summer, the old cluckers, they meet their maker, you guys, because they're not worth their feed at that point.
Wow. She seems so nice, and it's all math. It's just,
hey, if we, your life is passing before your eyes, guys.
If we were chickens, would we be old cluckers?
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah, the old clucker.
Wow. Yes. Okay. That would be a great name for a band.
Yes.
Like a whole bunch of guys.
The old cluckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I got to assume you teach this as part of your lifelong learning. This whole chicken thing we just went through?
I don't. I mean, I've had a lot of requests about it.
I wouldn't
think
people would be interested in that.
Absolutely. Just, especially now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they could lay eggs without a rooster. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Yes. Okay. They had to like
Me too.
Yeah, no, just like a woman, just like a human woman has an egg every month.
But they don't have to.
Doesn't have to be fertilized.
No.
Well, that, okay. You know what?
We
that's starting to make right, sense.
We got
to
go. We're right. Heidi, thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, we've got a lot on our minds these days. Commodity prices aren't what we wanted. Now we've got tariffs to think about, and there's always the uncertainty of the weather. Our Wisconsin farm family is facing a lot of stress these days. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection just wants to remind farmers and their families that there's free resources available to try to help them cope. The Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline is one of those. Jess Beauchamp is a licensed clinical social worker and Farmer Wellness Program telecounselor. She said, recognize the signs. If you've got a shorter fuse than normal, if that feeling of sadness isn't going away, maybe it's time to reach out. And they make it simple to receive services.
It's very flexible, Pam. So you don't have to leave your farm half the time if you don't want to. If you want to, you can. Because they're in-person services, too. But if you're starting to feel this way, call in, get on the schedule, you know, talk to someone, even if it's just a couple of times to get some pointers. Sometimes it just helps to get these ideas out as opposed to what's called ruminating, which means it's just rolling around in your brain and keeps you up at night and stresses you out during the day. But yeah, if you're having any increase in those symptoms and they seem to be just lagging on, they're not going away like they maybe normally would, that would be a great time to reach out.
Jess Beauchamp, she is a licensed clinical social worker and Farmer Wellness Program telecounselor. So the toll-free number to call, 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. Or go to farmcenter.wi.gov.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And on Friday, we learned the identity of the six finalists that would like to be our next Alice in Dairyland. They include Allison Foster, Michelle Stangler, Michaela Flight, Natalie Rowe, Olivia Lulich, and Sarah Hagnow. More on each candidate at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Lots of sunshine today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 65 for a high. The wind southwest 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 to 30 here by this afternoon. A cold front comes through tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and not windy, 43. But we're back to the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies. And then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin. State Democrats have introduced a bill that would require the Wisconsin State Legislature to convene in a special session if federal funding is frozen. The legislation was introduced by Christian Phelps and named the Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act. In a press release, Phelps called the funding freezes unlawful, reckless, and cruel, and said the state needs to be ready to provide whatever support it can for communities that lose needed funding. Republicans hold the majorities in both the state assembly and the state senate. Governor Tony Evers released a statement Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. Melissa Kay reports.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans' care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Always great having Heidi Leiterman, program specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay on. They got the Big Packer Draft Special. That sounds like a fun program. I'm going to be doing one in early April on veterans, war veterans, so that'll be fun. But right now, we have Allison Hawkers and Bex to talk about Pi Day 5K. What up?
Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
And Allison, this checks all the boxes. This is a great, great event. I know you've been at it for 11 years.
It's a blast.
So it started with him. Is this correct?
It did.
And I'm pointing to the mayor, by the way.
In his office. We started 11 years ago in his office asking if we could do a race downtown Green Bay. And he said sure to the fifth graders, and we've gone ever since.
And it's the Pi Run, so it's at 3.14 miles, which isn't forever.
Yep.
It engages the community with the school, which I think is important.
Yep.
And this, of course, the students with their parents. But the proceeds, talk about that.
Yeah. So our big philosophy at school is to be altruistic. And I always teach the kids it's better to give back to a whole than just ourselves. So this year, again, we're giving to Old Glory on our flight. Last year, we gave almost $26,000.
Wow.
So that was 50 vets that got to go on their flight. And we went with them in October. And it was just a sight to see. So this year, we're hoping to fill almost more of the plane.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just great what you're doing. Beck, the energy from the kids, it's not like you're twisting arms. I mean, you guys, you're into this?
Went out and collected a lot of prizes for that day.
Well, I'm technically not in like full fifth grade yet, so next year I will get to help out with it, but I'm looking forward to it, but not yet.
This is a fifth grade run
Yep, the fifth graders organize it. So this year they have over 62 raffle baskets that they put together.
Isn't that something?
I was going through them. Wow.
Yeah, and there's something for everyone of all ages, of all likes and dislikes and everything.
And I think what's cool about this, Allison, is that it's not like you say the students do it. The students really do it.
Yeah.
You don't get baskets. You don't shake businesses down. They do it.
Yeah. I from day one, I say, the guys, this is all you. I don't do much of anything other than help find phone numbers, email addresses, drive and pick up locations. This year, Beckett, as a fourth grader, asked if he could do a podcast with me, so I did that. We have another fourth grader doing a shoe drive to raise shoes for the veterans on the flight.
Wow.
62 raffle baskets, all downtown Green Bay. We get to go on the trail this year. It's just, it's exciting.
Awesome. And that's the school, and again, I think everybody knows Da Vinci, and you're the school for the gifted and talented in Greater Green Bay, and tough to get in. You got a test to get in,
yeah.
And rightfully so. Not just academics, it's the responsibility. This is all. How would you like to be fifth grade? What are you, 12?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're making phone calls that I, as an adult, I'm like, go ahead. You got it. Good luck.
Let me tell you something. Jim and I have been on the other end for a lot of years, yeah. Where you make those calls, whatever. None of them are easy.
No.
You're not going to sleep well for a while because there's not going to be getting anything. Then things like it is. So I think for you guys, having the students do this is a great learning experience in itself, isn't it though?
Absolutely. That's why they turn out such a good product there, because academics is number one where you are,
yes.
But I mean, these events that you have
community
few events throughout the year.
Crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. And I mean, like Beckett said this morning, we get to make the Pi Day chain in the school. And I mean, as a fourth grader, he's looking forward
to make the what?
Pi Day chain. So it's our big decoration for the
Pi Day chain?
Yep. They take the Pi Day number, so the math number, and all I can tell you is 3.1415.
Right.
That's all I got. But they can go for hundreds of digits. And we make it into a paper chain, and it decorates the gym.
Oh.
And like if it's a 3, the 3 is always green. So every time you see a green 3, a green chain link, it's the 3 in the Pi Day number. So they all know the number a lot farther than I do, but they enjoy making that during Fiad this week.
Wow.
Because we're older, we know that.
Yeah.
These kids know so much more than we do, and I'm first to admit it. What do you all do at Da Vinci? Because you've been with them for a while, right?
Yep, so it's my 11th year with Da Vinci, and I'm the Phi Ed and Health teacher for kindergarten through 8th grade, and then the Pi Day race director, I guess you'd call me.
Right.
Beck, how is it putting together an event like this? Get kind of nervous doing it, or do you like it?
I mean, I like it. It's super fun to get, like, the community together, and it's a good way to get people exercising, and like Jim said before, it's a good learning experience for the students, and I think it's super fun, and people should do it.
And tell me about the podcast. Did you do it already, or you're going to?
Well, me and Ms. Hawker's already, like, pre-recorded, like, a thing for my code, but, well, yes, we kind of already did.
Where can people find them, your podcasts?
On my website, Up Next with Bex, or Up Next with Bex on Facebook. You could see maybe some of them. Or maybe...
Is the one I did with you on there?
Yes, I have no clue. I mean, I have not seen
it. Yes, I've seen it there.
Okay, all right. There. Yep. I'd love to find it.
Give us a little tease on this podcast. What are some of the questions you asked Ms. Hawkers?
So basically just everything about Pi Day. It was a while back. I can't really remember.
That's just a great event, and that so fits Da Vinci, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I can't say how proud I am of these students, and there's ones that are graduating college at UW-Madison that still put this on their resume as a Pi Day race director, and he got a scholarship this year. So he's always calling me saying,
wow.
This age, I'm still using the fifth grade Pi Day thing.
But I think it's awesome having to go out there and make those calls or do whatever, and that you learn something about
it's,
that.
And it's the real world.
Right? Yeah.
We're always
Allison Hawker and Beck's Pi Day 5K. Tell me a little bit about the classes you have, Bex, and what have you found so far? You're almost through the fourth grade. What have you found where you say to yourself, man, I want to go into this as a career?
So, like, going into podcasting?
No, is that what you want to do for a job?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, it changes every day, like I say a lot. But this weekend I wanted to be a YouTuber because two things that I love and that I'm good at, talking and engaging with people, and video games. Those are two things that I'm good at and that I love. So, I mean, that's kind of what I want to be. I have not really decided that much.
You got a little bit of time. You don't have to rush into it. I think that's great that you haven't decided on one track. You know, I think it's good that you are experiencing a lot of things and looking at a lot of different things. And you know, the Green Bay education, but DaVinci really opens up. You have speakers come in and explain kids about, from, you know, kids are in fifth grade, you talk about finance, and then they start asking you questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you, when you put together events like this with the kids, how do you determine where the proceeds are going to go? How did you pick Old Glory Honor Flight?
Last year was our 10th year, and we wanted to do something different, so I had the kids research what was out there for nonprofits, and last year's group picked Old Glory based on they had veterans that were in their family, and we looked at them and how that it's not something that everyone helps, and it's a really good cause, and then Old Glory came in and was just so fun to work with that we said, we'll do it again this year.
Isn't that setting at the airport unbelievable?
Oh, it's amazing.
That's important that these kids raise money and see where the money goes.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes we raise money. It's like,
no, you send out the check and you never hear
what do we do
another
again?
Word. Yeah.
So I think that's great. That's full circle.
Yep. And we go to the big airport. We go to Appleton Airport when they land.
Right.
And
right.
This year, myself and our teacher, who's my right-hand man throughout the whole thing, got to go on a flight in October.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And it was, we got to spend the whole day with a veteran. I had a Vietnam vet and it was a day to remember. Like I was just there to help him and hear his stories. And it was amazing. So a lot of those veterans are coming on Saturday or Friday to just buy raffle prizes, hang out. Again, you don't have to do the race. You can just come and drop off a dollar and buy a raffle ticket for one of 62 buckets.
Tell me about the race, the route. Is it, sometimes you run these things and it's a track and you go around
So
five
we start
times.
right down by our school, and then we get to jump on the Fox River Trail this year. We had to change the route last year, so we get to run all the way down the Fox River Trail to about Polier, and then we jump back up on the roads.
Great.
And then we're right back at school. And then there's a cupcake run that is for the little kids right around the block at school.
How little can we?
I mean,
and that is
that's the one I do every year. Exact, so
that is my exact walking route, to be honest with you.
That is nice, though. You're downtown.
Yes.
And you're on the trail, and then you're through a pretty historic neighborhood.
Yeah, it's so fun. And it's, this is for, I mean, knock on wood, there's no snow right now. So we've had ice, we've had rain, we've had everything. So we're nothing's going to stop us. So it's pretty exciting.
Right.
Sorry to be the to make you guys sad, but it's supposed to rain a lot.
Shh. We don't look at the weather until Saturday morning.
We don't
morning.
Think like that, no.
It's... Who invited you?
And now meteorologist Becca K with the forecast.
Then you remember those. You know, remember that one when it rained?
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Awesome. You know, going through the puddles. It was great.
No,
I know, but rain is fun.
Yes, that's
absolutely.
What I'm saying.
I'd rather run in rain because it kind of just refreshes me.
Right.
Perfect. There you go.
Right.
That's what I do all the time.
Yeah, it's
all the time. Got to watch out for the goose stuff on that trail, though.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not there yet.
So after the race, and you have quite a few people in this.
Yeah,
day.
I mean this
hundred?
Year we're almost to 600 runners.
600?
Wow.
So, I mean, if we hit over 600, that's our record year. Yeah. Right now online, we're at 587, and I might check it every day.
Well, you're going to be 589 with me and him.
All right, let's, you
I'm
know
gone.
What? Let's, our goal, let's get another 10 right now this morning.
Let's
if
do
you're
it.
Listening to this right now.
Yes.
What do you call Allison?
It's if you Google Pi Day 5K, we're the only one in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All right. Pi Day 5K.
Yep.
That's PI.
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 Okay, because it's the
3.14. Yeah.
I got it.
Those
I guess
big numbers.
I know.
How many miles in 5 kilometers, sir?
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
we're big.
We're Nate Bengatsi fans.
We kind of are. So we're going to see him. As a matter of fact, he's coming here in May. So we're Johnny and I are going to that. All right. So what else do you have going on? You guys, for such an academic school,
yes.
I really like the fact that you look at academics as also exercising, healthy,
yes,
nutrition.
Yes, I always tell the kids if they want to be the next world leader or the next CEO, they have to have physical movement in their life to get up and do that stuff. So to this whole week in Phi-Ed class, we're building, again, the Pi Day chain that they look forward to every year. Mm-hmm. Even the 8th graders are excited about it. So it's always fun. And then we will have all different Pi events.
Why
at
do
school.
I have a feeling gym classes now aren't like the gym classes?
Oh, no.
I was just going to say
You have not had gym class with Miss H ever. It's
right.
Sometimes they walk in and they're like, what are we doing? Where did you find this? I'm like, let's just go with it. So
right.
That's cool.
We'll do math games all week. We've played floor hockey, scooter hockey. We do all of them for fun things.
Floor hockey.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the best thing.
Loved it.
Better than math games.
Yeah. Do you still play Jeopardy. Dodgeball or no?
We do.
Okay, good.
But what?
Because some schools were getting away from that, and that's wrong.
That's because you always picked on kids like me. That's why, you know.
They asked for it, so if they want to play it, we'll play it.
Oh, yeah. Man, okay. I love dodgeball.
I didn't.
Oh, then I'm asking, too.
Yeah. Well, I would have thought you'd be kind of smaller and quick. Yeah. To avoid getting hit.
Yeah, I tried. Couldn't throw as hard. But again, with DaVinci, and I think other schools take a lot of cues from DaVinci, but you do incorporate even the Englishes, the sciences, and the math into your gym class. And I think That's education awesome. Is when you can tie it all together.
It's so fun. Yeah.
I was telling John last week when I'd say that some teachers is like they're teaching you like kids are Da Vinci geometry, all physics. It's like you say to your teacher, "When am I ever going to use this?" And he goes, "You probably won't, but the smart kids will."
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here. This is fantastic. Allison Hawkers and Beck's Pi Day 5K coming up when?
Friday and Saturday.
And we want to try to get up to how many, Todd?
Well, we want
600.
600.
We need like 18. Right.
Thanks so much for being here, you guys.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
We'll see you Saturday. Back after us.
Smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Good looking Monday. Special thanks to Allison Hawkers and Bex. Talked about Pi Day 5K. What a great event.
Isn't it cool how it checks so many boxes? Think about these kids are learning, John. I mean, they're obviously learning that you got to be engaged in the community. The money goes to these military people that gave them the freedom they have. They work together. I just...
Win. Cross the board.
Big fan of that.
Yes.
And you were mayor when it went into effect.
They came in, these fifth graders. And, I like when kids come up with ideas. And the principal said, these kids are going to do it. It wasn't like, well, we're going to do it and use them as our little, poster child.
Yeah.
And 11 years later, she said she didn't do anything. I mean.
Do you have the list?
Yeah.
Where's the list? Yeah. I just want to run through some of the things they've got.
So these kids go out and get the baskets.
Right.
Kids. And got all these. Fourth graders. They really do this.
They're selling the tickets. They organize the run. They're the ones working the corners here. And the money, $26,000 for that. How many times? What'd she say? She took 30. How many people? Is it 500? How many people did they sponsor?
Was it 65 or something last year?
It's incredible.
That's amazing. Yeah, they've got 63 different prize packages for Saturday. It's fantastic. I mean, a little bit of every. I mean, I'm no reason to even go through. There's just so many different things, but just great.
So anyway, that's going to be fun. And
you know what I want to win?
What's that?
I want to win the Burn Boot Camp 1 month free trial. Want to go to one of those workout boot camps.
See the first word in that?
Burn?
Yeah, that's...
All right. It's a lot of stuff, though. Wine tasting events, just on and on and on. But again, check them out.
It's not like you have to do the...
Check out their website.
The Pie Run. You can just go there and support them.
Yeah,
she said.
Absolutely. So. No question. And then, just buy some raffle tickets.
I'm assuming you get a piece of pie at the end?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I like their... their hoodies. The Old Glory Honor Flight hoodies. Those are sharp. Those are really sharp. I like those.
Yeah. She's got good energy, and you can tell how much she loves her job, right?
Next year, I'm going to do a lot of running on these runs like this. What? Well, I don't know. I think how long are you supposed to wait after you have a artificial hip before you should actually run?
I'm not sure.
Probably like 5 or 6 years, I would think.
No, what you have to do. You have to go get some good shoes. That's what you have to
do. Or should you never run again once you get an artificial hip?
No. Just... I told her, because I am gone. I said, I would do this. I will do that next year. I think it would be fun to do, and I love that school. And I think, like she said, how many teachers have said to you, if you're going to be a world leader someday, that's what they address those kids. I mean, their ambitions, I don't know what their ambitions are, but their sights can be anywhere. And I think that's good that they're not capped by anyone or anything.
My goal, my carrot that I've got dangling out there is, and I think we should both commit to this, because I'm committing to it.
Okay.
The Ruck March.
You talked about that last year.
I know. And then something happened. Remember a gout flared up or something?
Yeah, something.
I think it was gout or a virus.
It's very serious.
Chafing. Wasn't there some
chafing?
I think it was chafing.
Beyond
very
control.
Serious. Very serious.
That's what it was, I think.
Tell me about how that... I know you... What do you carry? 40? It's more
than
that.
Well, I'm supposed to be 72 pounds, I think.
Oh, man.
But I don't think not many people do that. You know?
That's a lot.
That's a lot, a lot. That's a lot, a lot. That would be like putting Beck on your back during the whole day.
So I can just take a backpack and fill it with like feathers or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people, nobody checks what's in there. And I can
I will. Yeah.
There are so many of those things.
But I think it's 16 miles. I think we could do
it. But that's a hike, though. I mean, that's not a run.
No, it's a hike. Yeah, not running at all. Just walking.
I think I would be more comfortable with the 3.14 miles.
I know, but here's the deal. I would do it. Okay, I would do try to do the 16-mile thing. As long as if something happened, they would have a different route, so I wouldn't have to do that ride of shame.
Yeah, I know.
You know
the
what
golf
I mean?
Cart?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, I, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want
glasses,
to just leave me lying there until everybody's got
it's over. Okay.
Everybody's got.
All right, go back.
Where the people are picking up the cones.
Clean up crew.
And then
pick up those 25 cones.
Yeah.
That barricade and Mino.
He's still out there? Yeah. He's too embarrassed to come back.
I wonder, so with the training, you must just do the high grade on the
treadmill?
Yeah. Like a 10. You know what I mean? Like, right? Because you got to,
I don't go too high.
3.
Actually, that is what I'm like.
Yeah. Okay.
I can get back to the Croc Center. I'm going to start working out there again. And what do you look at?
I was looking at Todd because I kind of said that. What's the last time you were there, John? John,
you know what it was? Right before I got the gout. Right before I got the gout.
I think.
The gout's been gone for a while, though, right?
That's what I see.
Okay. Can I just say something else?
I'm keeping notes, but.
Okay. Can I just say one other thing then?
Mm-hmm.
Then, so I had the gout.
Yep.
Then that virus was going around. That influenza virus was going around. And those are the kind of places, you know, nothing against them, but those are kind of places people sweat. And you're expelling germs and viral types of germs. You're
exposing. John, I think what you do is they have, right next to all the machines, they have those wipe down things.
I realize that.
Okay. You can wear a mask if you want.
Can I just say, it's hard to wipe down the air, Jim. Hard to wipe down the air.
Then wear a mask.
So then I can't work out no mask. I can't. I've tried. I feel like I'm choking. So I gave that chance to go away. So you don't hear much about that virus anymore.
Right.
It seems like it's gone. We've survived. Okay, now I'm going back to the Croc. My gout is good, and I'm not worried about the virus.
I think what you got to start worrying about, well, it's a couple things. Definitely your health, but that membership is 48. I forgot what you told me. 42?
I don't know. They never told me how much it was.
Because it's part of your silver sneakers.
But
they're going to charge you if you don't use it. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking out for you.
How many people with the gout can work out? None.
You see how that rhymes? He's going to come up with something. Got the gout. Don't work out.
He's Dr. Seuss this morning.
If you got the gout, you can't work out. I'm going to get that t-shirt. When we come back, Ben and Dan of Malcor. Moving with the Malcors. Kick I ever got. Was doing a thing called the Crocodile Rock.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine, why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Dow futures down nearly 500 points right now as traders weigh the shifting White House policy on tariffs. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Washington.
Just days ago, the markets tumbled when Trump imposed a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico. The president quickly reversing course. Now Trump says he's planning for even more. A 25% tariff on all foreign steel and aluminum will take effect on Wednesday. And vowing to impose what he calls reciprocal tariffs on countries, too.
Canada's next prime minister, Mark Carney, telling supporters at his victory party last night that Canada's main threat right now is the United States. Carney is a former federal banking official who will lead that country's ruling Liberal Party. An oil tanker and a cargo ship have collided off the coast of eastern England. Rescue operations are underway. North Korea fired several ballistic missiles into the sea just as South Korea and the U.S. begin annual military drills. This is ABC News.